Dave and Doreen on Milwaukee's Hometown Rock.
Good morning. Thank you very much for listening. Dave and Doreen, along with Marcus, this is the morning KLH. I probably kind of unfairly painted Doreen in a bad light when I said, why were so many police officers surrounding her last night? I left out that part about the fact that she was the MC, the master of ceremonies for, was it Caledonia?
Yes, the Caledonia Police Department's award ceremonies. So last night I was the MC. So Deputy Chief Sean Engelman reached out and asked if I would be interested. And I said, absolutely.
Like, yeah.
100% all in. So it was a great night, minus the fact that my maiden name is Tutkowski.
Right.
Okay. I grew up on the south side with a Polish last name. You would think that I'd be great at pronouncing everybody's last name. You're not? So I butchered a few of them a couple of times. And now, to be fair, and I don't really mean to call out Deputy Chief here, but he had sent me a script and I read the script. You know, I looked it over and I highlighted all the names that I wanted to know the pronunciation
to. Probably practiced them a couple times. Yeah.
And then when I got there a little bit early before anybody else. And I asked Sean, I said, you know, could you just tell me how to pronounce these? And I wrote down, you know, phonetically how I could pronounce them so I didn't get them wrong. And then about a couple minutes before everyone started arriving, he goes, oh, so I printed out another script for you because I made some changes. So not even thinking about it, I took his new script.
Oh, no.
Down.
So the stuff that you'd already like highlighted and figured out. Oh, no.
So as soon as I get to the first name, I'm like, oh my God, I didn't transfer over any of the pronunciation. So it was a little comic relief, I guess, because these awards, some of the things that these officers did was outstanding. I mean, they were, you know, awards for staying when it wasn't their shift and helping, saving lives, administering CPR long after they were exhausted and, you know, helping put away some of the worst criminals. And so, you know, it got a little heavy. So I felt like it was at least a little bit of a comic relief. I felt bad because, you know, when it's your name and someone's up there constantly going, Officer Luxack, you know, and they're like, Luzak.
Yeah.
And then I say it again, Officer Luzak, Officer Luxack, you know, like, and as I was leaving, you know, one of the police officers said, great job. And I said, you know, thank you. But why isn't everyone's last name Smith and Jones? Like, I could have just, you know, and then there was one guy whose last name, looking at it on paper, would have been the hardest. But when he told me that it was Trejo, I just, for some reason, that stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I got to that one, that was almost towards the end, and all the police officers
by
were standing
time,
in the back.
By this time, they're waiting for how you're going to mispronounce it.
And I said it right, and they were like, yes! Like, yeah, the hardest one.
Way to win them over. You won them over.
I did. So it was great. It was a lovely evening. There's some really great work being done in Caledonia and Racine County, and they're lucky to have that department. It was
great.
Really, and then
awesome.
I got to meet Sergeant G too. He's the one that does a lot of our, you know, sends a Dairyland dumbass reports, and he's got all the great
hashtags. He puts a creative report together every week about all the calls that Caledonia deals with.
Right.
And those are one of the things we go through when we do our Dairyland dumbass update.
So, in appreciation of that, did you offer up a morning show dumbass update for them?
No, I should have.
Lord knows there's plenty of stories there.
I should have, but no, I didn't. So I was honored to be there. It was great. First time ever emceeing anything like that. So,
and if you want to send a suggestion in to Doreen, something she could discover, email it to us, morningswklh.com. You can text us the same line that you call for the studio. You can text that number as well, 414-799-1965. And remember to follow Doreen on Instagram.
Yeah, it's at @DOREENE965WKLH.
Speaking of the police, John Mulaney talks about the sirens that are being used now in New York.
There's so many police car sirens in New York, but there's a new type of siren. You probably heard it. It's a new siren. It's a little faster, and it also has a fun and funky beat. And I think that cops like to use their siren more because they know it sounds fun and they know it sounds funky. You've heard the new siren. It's like, it's like there's a DJ in the back of the patrol car. It sounds like two sirens talking to each other, like, ow, 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 ow. It's so fast. Sirens used to be so slow and beautiful. I was watching this old movie on Turner Classic Movies because I was not an athletic child. And it was a Hitchcock movie called Rope. And in the end of Rope, there's a gunshot, bang. And then you hear this old-fashioned siren. And it was so slow and beautiful. It was like... It was like an old gay cat was dying. But not a sad death, not a sad death. He lived a full life, and he's surrounded by loved ones, and he's in hospice, he's in cat hospice. And he's holding hands with a rabbi, and he just kind of...